The city of Homer received some good news and some bad news from the Alaska Energy Authority last week. The bad news is the city's grant application to fund a tidal power study on Kachemak Bay has been rejected. But the good news is the agency liked the idea so much they're expanding it to include all of Cook Inlet. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the details.
It's not often that a rejection is received as good news, but that's exactly what happened when the Alaska Energy Authority, that's the state agency responsible for prioritizing energy projects around the state, told the city of Homer last week that its grant application to study the possibility of tidal power on Kachemak Bay had been turned down. It turns out that AEA had already been considering the potential for tidal power in the area and is now planning to go forward in partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration on a tidal model of all of Cook Inlet from south of Seldovia to Kinnick Arm near Anchorage. Homer City Manager Walt Reedy took it as good news.
Number one, we're not the grant applicant anymore. We don't have to administer the grant and do all the auditing and all the accounting of the money. And now we're relieved of that administrative burden. But we're still, you know, assured that the tidal feasibility study is going to happen. And that was the city's main objective.
The city applied for $600,000 from the state's Renewable Energy Fund, which is administered by AEA. AEA spokesperson Karsten Rodvik says the agency received 108 such applications this year and will make recommendations for projects from that list to the state legislature when it convenes in Juneau next month. He says the city of Homer's application was a good one, but the agency didn't think it was appropriate to fund a Kachemak Bay tidal power study with funds from the Renewable Energy Fund.
And therein lies the good news, because this is going to allow the study to go ahead immediately.
Rodvik says data produced from the study could be useful not just for an eventual tidal energy project, but on a number of fronts.
While the whole field of tidal energy is an emerging technology, nonetheless, the information derived from this study is going to have many applications.
The benefits to the city of Homer, says Reedy, are more than just a possible reduction in energy costs at some point in the future.
The city's made a commitment to try to reduce its carbon footprint. If a tidal power project is feasible and it feeds power into the Homer electric grid, we see that as a good thing. There might not be a direct benefit to consumers in terms of lower cost of power, but if it reduces our carbon footprint, there's still a benefit.
A start date for the Cook Inlet tidal power study has not yet been set, and AEA has not yet identified specific sites that might be studied. I'm Aaron Selbig.